You are back with The Conversation. This is Catherine Cruz. You know, as if 2020 wasn't already stressful enough with this health crisis, the sudden rift between Honolulu's mayor and the Honolulu Authority for Rapid Transportation over the rail project is adding to our economic turmoil. This morning, we talked to Andrew Robbins, CEO of HART, about the disagreement over the private-public partnership and fear that the bids have come in too high.
What we're talking about now is looking at a phased approach to implementing the full project. So we're still focused on building out the full project to Ala Moana Center, the full 20 miles, 21 stations, which is the subject of the full funding grant agreement with the federal government. But based on availability of funding, we're looking at a phasing plan now. And there's different permutations of how we may phase the project, and that's what we're analyzing right now.
So have you talked to FDA officials about this?
We have discussed it briefly, preliminarily. They're waiting for a fuller analysis, which we are working on at this time. And certainly we'll be conferring with the city and county of Honolulu, the administration, and go in together, I'm sure, to make a presentation to the FDA.
How soon will that come?
I see that happening in the November timeframe, probably by the middle of November.
There are concerns by the council about funding situation. You know, there are calls for, you know, special meetings. How do you see the timeline playing out here?
Well, I imagine us making a presentation to the City Council, as well as to the HART Board.
Which will come first?
Likely the HART Board. That's our governance body, so that would seem to make the most sense.
And so I know before the council, you had some explaining to do about the situation with undergrounding the utilities on Dillingham there. I mean, we were doing pretty well. You know, you folks were trying to speed things up during the shutdown, but you haven't been able to get the variances. And the city directors that I heard, you know, say that, you know, we need the design plans.
Back in the early part of the year, before COVID, seems like a long time ago, we had worked on a go faster plan. And put that into place on the first part of Dillingham Boulevard, past Middle Street, up to Mokawea Street. And that involved reducing traffic down to one lane in each direction and also working essentially around the clock. And that was producing good results. Our contractor was starting to move faster, putting the trench and trenching in that we need and other work related to the utility relocation. And we had fully expected to continue that process further down Dillingham Boulevard, especially starting in April. But as you mentioned, and as I briefed the council on, you know, it became apparent that there were concerns being raised by the various city directors about the spacing in terms of how close we would come to other underground utilities that were already, of course, underground, such as water and sewer, and various other utilities. So that became a major concern. The designs were very well advanced, but the city directors wanted to see that progress all the way to 100%, which really involved a lot of consultations with all the various stakeholders. We have at least 12 different stakeholders in regard to all these different utilities. And what we found is when you attempt to space out the utilities and allow for maintenance needs and things like that, that we're just really running out of room, especially when you consider we have to put all those high voltage lines underground as well.
There's not much wiggle room, you know, and we're talking, right, the sewer pipes and the water pipes, large 42-inch mains here.
That's correct. And, you know, each one has their concerns because, as we know, sometimes these services break and fail and they have to be repaired. And, of course, the rail will be in place for more than 75 years, probably 100 years, and sooner or later, these other services will have to be replaced. So those were the concerns, and our original basis of design was to minimize the amount of property that we take because the road space alone is not sufficient. But we've now found that there are certain choke points that we're likely to have to acquire just a little bit more right away to space these utilities out.
There have been groups across the community that have been renewing the calls to build rail to Chinatown and downtown or stop at Middle Street if we can't afford to build it all the way to Ala Moana. Mayor Caldwell, I know, is adamant. He says, look, there's not enough room if you stop at Chinatown, you know, for parking, et cetera. And he's just, he, you know, is a proponent for completing it. So what do you say to the folks that want to stop it at Middle or Chinatown?
Well, I would say that I think the original commitment was to build the 20-mile system with 21 stations, and certainly the folks out west, you know, who have been suffering in traffic all these years have been looking forward to a rail system that takes them, you know, as far into town as possible, and the commitment had been Ala Moana Center in this first phase. And eventually on to UH Manoa. That's really the locally preferred alternative that was approved by the city council several years ago. You know, that's our mandate at heart, to build that out. We do have the reality of the funding situation, so I think that's why we're doing a detailed analysis on how to phase the project. And I know the mayor talked about it as well, and I agree with him that we should consider building the entire system out to Ala Moana, and if we have to phase it, we'll phase it, and that's what we're looking at right now. So it's not deferring, it's not stopping short, but it's a phased approach based on the funding that is available at this time and perhaps in the future.
You know, we know you're bound by, you know, procurement law and the confidentiality, you know, in this private-public partnership phase, and I know the mayor has limited information, and he's relying on his folks when he has made, you know, this decision to talk about this divorce. I guess, you know, if we're, you know, on Ohana, you don't want to see, you know, your parents break up. You want to see us pull together during this really difficult time, which has been compounded with COVID. You know, so is there a way forward? I mean, I know you're going to be dealing with a new mayor here at the beginning of the year, but any way to reconcile the relationship here?
Oh, absolutely. I don't think that divorce is the right characterization. We certainly have a difference of opinion as far as the procurement goes. We were quite surprised, if you will, or disappointed is probably the better word, that the city would withdraw at the point they did. And, you know, we would have expected the city to rely on the hard experts who were on the evaluation committee and really look at their recommendation, especially in regard to the construction aspects of the procurement. So that's been my position, is that, you know, we need to be a bit more deliberative before we just terminate a procurement that's been going on nearly 2 years. And I don't think folks realize how fortunate we are, really, in this environment to have solid multiple proposers that stayed with us for nearly 2 years, spent a lot of time and money, and committed top-notch expertise to our project. You know, my colleagues in the industry and other places are telling me how fortunate we were to get multiple bidders of that quality that we have. So I didn't want to make a quick decision simply because the city did to withdraw. And instead be more deliberate, get into what's called post-proposal meetings, which is permitted under the Hawaii Procurement Code. So normally the process would be that you receive proposals and you can get into these meetings following the submittal of proposals and potentially go to what's called the best and final offer. And this is the way that we've carried out our major procurements in the past. The city has as well. On this project back in 2009, 2010. So to be kind of stopped short and cancel a procurement is not in the best interest of taxpayers, in my view. So we're going to go through the process as far as we can, realizing that there are time pressures, and make a recommendation to our board and to the city as well, and see if they'll come back in. And, of course, if that's not to be, then we have been getting ready with a re-procurement. We have documents ready, and we'll if that's the case, we will have no choice but to go out for re-procurement.
And because the price tag is, you know, looming and pushing toward $10 billion, I mean, do you see a way forward where we might have to ask that we get the excise tax, you know, to help shore up the funding, go back to the lawmakers over at the state?
Well, that's a conversation that we will certainly have to have with our elected officials and our policymakers. I'm not going to prejudge how that may go right now, but in terms of any additional funding that may be needed, I'm sure there'll be a local discussion, because in the past, that's how the situation was resolved, you know, at a local level between the city and the state. And all the policymakers and elected officials here.
That was HART CEO Andrew Robbins explaining the effort to complete rail in phases if the Triple P, the private-public partnership, fails to materialize. He says the first 10 miles of rail should be on track to open from Kapolei to the Aloha Stadium early next year. And then the next 5 miles to the airport is slated for 2023. And that will represent 75% of the project.